Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
But a little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
Yes, hello and welcome back to another Triple M footy news update with Tommy Brown. And for the first time in a long time, Tommy, I'm in the studio with you. Welcome back, first of all. And trade period, it's just starting to fire up a bit.
It's beginning to fire up. Plenty to discuss this morning, including Luke Dunstan, all the big names as part of trade period. Want to discuss the biggest issue in football with you as it stands at the moment, Tommy, in my view. Also want to discuss Baz Linker. He has got me absolutely intrigued at the moment.
He's global and trending, that's for sure. We'll get into that. But firstly, we'll get stuck into some trade news. We'll start with Luke Dunstan. It looks like the D's are going to snap him up for not much.
You had this story last night. Melbourne set to announce that Luke Dunstan will join them. He's a free agent, so they'll get him effectively for nothing. He won't be paid a huge amount of money. There was interest at one point from Essendon and the Suns. I think Essendon's interest was more of an inquiry than official interest.
Yep.
They got wind of the fact pretty quickly. I think Dunstan was likely to go to this other Melbourne club, which I understand will be Melbourne today. I think a rookie option at the Suns was an option at one point. But the concern there, of course, is that if the Suns don't win many games, they'll quickly say, well, we want to start playing youngsters. Then he won't get a game and he's in a losing side and all the rest of it. So it looks like he's going to get announced to go to Melbourne today. Melbourne gave a bit of a hint on this yesterday. Tim Lamb, who's the sort of brains behind Melbourne's operations. I know a lot of people talk about Gary Peart and obviously Paul Roos and Simon Goodwin, who all deserve an enormous amount of credit. But Tim Lamb is unheralded in footy. He's their recruiter and list guy and has helped recruit Oliver and Petrarca. And
built a handy list, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. May Lever. He's a very handy operator. He hinted yesterday, Lamb back on track, that Melbourne were interested in an experienced midfielder, and I believe that will be Dunstan. Alan Richardson, instrumental in this deal, coached Dunstan at St Kilda. He's now, of course, Melbourne's football manager. And I understand reached out to some St Kilda contacts recently just to sound out, Dunstan and do some due diligence there. So that was, I guess, part of the process. Of course, he got 11 Brownlow votes this year, which St Kilda couldn't believe.
Pretty handy.
As Dunstan said, and Brett Ratten's a fantastic guy, but as he said, Rats just didn't rate him. That's what happened. What does it do for Melbourne? I guess it gives them some depth. Jones is obviously retired, so it gives them a little bit of experience, I guess, with midfield depth. And as I mentioned, Essendon weren't really in the race, and he's obviously preferred Melbourne over the Gold Coast Suns. So it looks like Robbie D'Orazio, his manager, has put together a good deal there.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can get a little bit of a look in. I mean, it's a tough midfield to crack, but I guess you got to take whatever opportunity you can get. So good luck to him. We'll get the state of play on a couple of other players in limbo, I guess. Jordan Dawson. Now, they're in a bit of a stalemate, Sydney and Adelaide.
Yeah, Sydney walking a fine line because clubs don't want to do this, but Adelaide could walk him in the preseason draft. They've got the fourth pick, so Sydney just have to be careful on how much they bargain for there in terms of what Dawson's worth. Lipinski looks like he'll get through to Collingwood fairly soon for a pick around 58.
That's a steal.
It seems like a steal. I mean, he can't get a consistent game for the Bulldogs, can he? But I guess from Collingwood's perspective,
great get for Collingwood if they can get him that cheaply.
A good money ball play.
Yep.
Chera is edging closer.
Yeah, so pick six, we understand, is, you know, locked in that that's going to be part of the deal. And we understand it might just be a shuffling of late picks to kind of even it out a little bit and top it up.
I still think there could be interest in Mason Cox post-trade period. He's on a trade play at the moment. He's uncontracted.
Yep.
But that could happen as a free agent down the track. Lachie Neal contacted his sources close to his management yesterday. There's no prospect of that reinvigorating or becoming alive again. He's not going to Fremantle. He's definitely staying at Brisbane.
There's no late curveball.
No late curveball concerning Neil. And Rory Lobb, he's prepared, as a reporter on Monday, to leave Fremantle. His agent, Colin Young, is still working on. I think there's one option in play. I don't know which club yet, but they're working on whether that's realistic as we speak.
That might require Freo to pay a slab of his salary because it's...
He's on $700,000.
A lot of money, isn't it?
For 2 more years.
Yeah.
And isn't their first-rate ruckman, Sean Darcy. So
yeah, that's
there you
right.
Go. A couple of coaching moves also in the last 24 hours or so. Of course, that Geelong are in the market for assistant coaches. Carlton in the market for assistant coaches. Gold Coast filled their vacancy yesterday with Brad Miller, as I mentioned last week. And I think Port's got one more vacancy as well. So there's a few spots around. But Ashley Hansen of the Bulldogs has, and obviously West Coast previously when he played, has joined Carlton. So they've poached him. That's a good result for the Blues.
Highly regarded, isn't he?
Yeah, he was going to be Bevo's sort of right-hand man next year. So that's a great move. it sounds like, for the Blues. And Eddie Betts has gone to Geelong as a development coach this morning.
We believe Matthew Lloyd revealed that on his program this morning. So that's a good get for Geelong and good for Eddie to get into the coaching ranks. It's a great get. You flagged it earlier. The biggest issue in footy, in your opinion,
well,
you want to touch on that?
The biggest immediate issue is the players' pay deal, and there's an important meeting on that today. Some of the top agents are getting a briefing, I'm told, through players' sources from the Players Association.
Yep.
So we'll get a better guide on what the salary cap will be next year. They're going to do a revised three-year deal, which is 22, 23, 24, which matches the existing television agreement. The players took a 33% cut approximately in the first year of COVID,
yep.
A 9% cut this year. And a lot of agents have told me this week, look, enough's enough. They want to get restored to what the salary cap should be, the
back
agreed amount for next
yep.
year for 2022. If they can't reach an agreement on a revised figure, it will be that figure next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get some better guidance on that today. But the biggest issue now in football for mine is what could be now the biggest and toughest 6 months for football through COVID that we've experienced. We've got through the grand final. It's all fantastic, all good. But in terms of what the crowd levels are going to be now next year, and in particular what the isolation rules are with COVID, is going to impact, obviously, the AFL's finances and the fixture. By that I mean the state government might get to a situation with positive cases where they have to adjust the levers when ICUs get full and the hospitals get full, and that you think would impact the situation on mass gatherings.
Yep.
So there's no reason at the moment that vaccination, according to my sources, will fix and give us guaranteed crowds next year. Everyone hopes it will. I don't think it will. I think the government will have to constantly adjust those crowd figures depending on where we're at with
yep.
the daily case numbers. And the big one in terms of the fixture and whether we have to hub and how we play and all the rest of it is not the vaccination issue for mine, but what happens with positive cases. We will get positive cases at 1,400 or
bound to happen yep.
Per day. Players, officials over the next 12 months as we learn to accept COVID. But the big question, which is really a government decision then, is what happens in the workplace when, for example, a player on the Thursday rocks up to Essendon or Melbourne training, and on the Friday gets a positive COVID test, which I think will happen. What happens to the close contacts? Are they allowed to play because they're vaccinated, or do they have to isolate? And that decision is going to impact workplaces, for example, where we are now, and also impact the AFL workplace. And that will have a huge bearing, in my view, on how the AFL's fixtured next year and how we run as a competition.
So would they be considering a shortened season like it was last season, where they could play games on shorter backups and potentially move games at the drop of a hat, because this and shorter quarters as well to be able to pump out more games?
They're all the contingencies the AFL will look at. We can do things quicker now than we've ever been able to do in football. For example, this year, the AFL moved three games on a Saturday in Queensland to Sunday in Tasmania and the MCG. So there's more flexibility, but the AFL will need government guidance, both from a vaccination point of view over the next few months. Now the Victorian players have to be vaccinated. We know that. We still haven't found out if any object yet. I think there might be a handful, but we'll find out. And then they'll need guidance on what happens when there's positive cases. And all that will come from government over the next 2 or 3 months. The other big one, of course, is the AFLW fixture, which is difficult for the AFL.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the AFLW players do work in the healthcare sector.
Yeah.
It's a big representation. And a lot of them, I presume, of those players will get exposed to COVID.
Yeah, well, and because they're not full-time like the men's players are, they can't
12 weeks
create
off work.
Hubs and bubbles and all that to keep them away from the public. So it's very interesting. We'll wait and see how that one plays out. The other thing you touched on a little bit of a lighter note to finish off, is Baz Lenker now the most marketable player in the AFL?
There's a discussion that the Herald Sun, Jackie Epstein, has been onto this week. And I've been onto too because I like following Instagram, as a lot of our listeners will. Baz Lenker, who was Bailey Smith, now has 328,000 Instagram followers. He had 250,000 Instagram followers at the start of the final series. It's going up at a fairly exponential rate. I think he's on track at some stage, management sources tell me, for 500,000 Instagram followers. For context, Buddy Franklin's on 334,000 followers, so Baz Lenker's 6,000 behind, could close to that gap by the end of today. Dustin Martin's on 338,000. So Baz Lenker, Bailey Smith's 10,000 Instagram followers off becoming the most marketable, according to Instagram, player in this game, which is quite incredible. He's posting at a prolific rate. He did a podcast yesterday with some a couple of ladies up on the Gold Coast, it looks like. He's posting pictures of his impeccable rig, which has got a tan. I'm told that he's absolutely all about football He's going to return to full training, or sort of basically full gym training, next Wednesday. So he's giving himself a little gap at the moment just to blow off some steam. He was at one of the Gold Coast's best restaurants last night, Light Years, I saw, which is where he posted from. But he could get up to $500,000. He only now wants through partnership deals with sponsors. Doesn't want to like just take on a little sponsorship. Wants to become like a partner in the whole arrangement. And he's going to earn serious money. But his main focus still is the football. He wants four All-Australians. He's upping his training next Wednesday. And I'm told he's squarely focused on his career. But at the moment, for at least another week, I think he's focused on that Instagram record.
See, that's what you don't get on any other footy podcast in the game. We get all your trade news, all your coaching movements, the biggest issues in footy, and also your Instagram updates. That we cover all bases here at Triple M.
Well, it would be a phenomenal situation that even 12 months after Dusty's sort of reign in the in the game,
he was untouchable.
That Bailey Smith with that perm and a fair game to match could become the most famous player and marketable player in football. Just a quick one, Melbourne lobbying very hard on a straighter note for the opening game against, well, opening round against the Bulldogs in round one next year to unfurl the flag. They're desperate to reconnect with their jubilant fans, the Demons. And I know Gary Peart, the CEO, pitched that idea straight to Travis Old and the AFL the morning after the grand final.
Richmond and Carlton would be filthy about
that. That can be the opening game if the AFL wants. The opening round.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I do
round.
Think...
Gotcha.
That the grand final replay is the opening game. My personal view, with absolute respect to Richmond and Carlton, is they've had a fair go at that. But and that's up to the AFL.
Yeah, and it's a big seller for them. If they can get crowds into that Richmond Carlton game, it always has a massive crowd.
But we want Demons fans back at the G to see
true.
The cup, unfurl the flag, and experience, I guess, a taste of what was the grand final. It's a good idea by Melbourne and Gary Peart.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in today. It's good to see you again, mate.
Thanks, Tommy.
Long time.
I've enjoyed it immensely.
We'll be back on
Friday.
You're
still surprised that I've got an iPhone 6 that I did all those crosses
that
on.
That is incredible. No wonder your phone dies all the time.
I'm going out to get
it's running hot 24/7 and you're running with an iPhone 6. It's absolutely outrageous. We'll catch you Friday. Thanks for tuning in and subscribe to Triple M Footy for all your trade details over the coming weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy.